For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Research being done in Kentucky to treat one of the great health crises of our time is getting a major boost. Today, the University of Louisville announced a new 7-year, $3.4 million grant from the National Institutes of Health aimed at fighting cardiovascular disease. The money will go toward creating at U of L one of 7 regional centers as part of the Cardiac Cell Therapy Research Network. The work done within that network will continue current research efforts at U of L involving cardiac stem cells. In a moment, we'll hear from the man leading those efforts at U of L. But first, a quick and basic explanation of how cardiac stem cells work. Researchers in Louisville are harvesting heart tissue from adult patients who have suffered heart failure and heart attacks. Cardiac stem cells are isolated from that tissue. The stem cells are grown in a lab, and those healthy stem cells are then reinfused into the patient's heart. So far, many of those who have received the stem cell infusion are showing significant improvement in heart function. Dr. Roberto Boli is the lead researcher and chief of the Division of Cardiology at the University of Louisville.
So this next round of funding is to support a clinical trial, which means a study in patients, of new stem cell therapies for heart disease. And it is a very prestigious grant because we are going to be part of a network of institutions that is supported by the federal government, by the National Institutes of Health, and that has been selected from about 30 applicant institutions and includes only 7 of them.
The other 6 sites for the Cardiac Cell Therapy Research Network are Stanford, the Texas Heart Institute, the Minneapolis Heart Institute, and the universities of Florida, Miami, and Indiana. Those institutions will be working alongside their counterparts in Louisville to advance the study of adult stem cell therapies targeting patients with cardiovascular problems, such as heart failure.
Which is obviously a major problem. It's one of the major causes of mortality and morbidity in the United States. There are, for example, 6 million Americans with heart failure, and their outlook is quite dismal, despite all the advances, so we're still looking for a treatment that can materially affect the prognosis of these unfortunate patients.
The new research at U of L will also target peripheral arterial disease. That's a condition in which there's insufficient blood flow to the legs. Patients suffering from the disease often can't walk and even sometimes lose their legs. Dr. Boley says the new 7-institution research network being created by the NIH funding will address all the major diseases of the cardiovascular system. Boley, a native of Italy, told WKU Public Radio today that it's exhilarating to be part of an effort to treat one of the great health problems of our generation. Still, we asked Dr. Boley if he ever worries about the possibility of failure.
Oh, yeah, I think that all the time, and you are absolutely right. Even if you try to select your projects and your hypothesis very carefully, and you only study things that have a strong rationale for being studied and are well supported by data and evidence, even in those cases, most of our hypotheses turn out to be wrong, and most of the treatments that we think are going to work actually will not work.
But Dr. Boley says he feels optimistic because of the nature of this particular project. It's a 7-year study where at any point researchers will be studying multiple stem cell types. Another advantage is the collaborative nature of the Cardiac Cell Therapy Research Network. Researchers at the University of Louisville will now have the opportunity to have their results replicated by their colleagues at other institutions within that network. Replicating studies in multiple locations with a large number of patients is necessary for researchers to ultimately determine which findings can and should be submitted to the Food and Drug Administration for approval. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.